coalition of Israeli human rights groups and Palestinian civic activists have petitioned Israel's highest court to block a contentious new law that would allow Israel to seize private Palestinian land and hand it to Jewish settlers. The legislation was passed by Israel's parliament earlier this week, and it's the first time that Israel has acted to extend Israeli law to the occupied West Bank since 1967. The move has been widely condemned internationally, even Israel's own Attorney General warning it violates international law. Notably, though, the Trump administration has remained quiet on the issue, and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due to visit the White House next week. Yuval Shani is an international legal expert at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem and a senior research fellow at the Israel Democracy Institute. Yuval Shani, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
Before we sort of pick apart the legalities of this bill, can you briefly explain to us what the bill says, what it does?
Well, the bill basically instructs the military authorities in the West Bank to, whenever they encounter a situation where a settlement already exists on private land, to basically halt all the existing legal procedures which seek to remove that settlement, and to engage in a compulsory expropriation process under which the land would be taken away from the individual landowners. Bestowed on the government on the military authorities, and then being allocated for use by the existing settlers. So this law actually freezes, in a way, the status quo on the ground, in the sense that what are currently illegal settlements and settlement buildings and outposts are going to stay there and not be demolished.
And how many settlements are we talking about? How many homes?
So this is in itself contentious, because some of the land claims are disputed. But most commentators assess that we are talking about 3,000 to 4,000 houses which are currently built on Palestinian private land.
The Israeli Attorney General has stood up quite starkly, I think, and said this law is unconstitutional. On what grounds? Is it the retrospectivity? And what's your view? Is it unconstitutional?
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree with the Attorney General. The Attorney General has taken the position that this law is unconstitutional because it violates Israel's basic law on human dignity and liberty, which protects both the right to property and the right to dignity, which has been understood in Israel as encompassing also a non-discrimination clause. So the fact that the law only provides for transfer of land from Arabs to Jews, from Palestinians to Jewish settlers, is a significant factor with respect to its discriminatory nature, and the fact that the law in effect rewards trespass by conferring title on the trespassers. This is why the Attorney General has thought that the law violates unjustifiably private property and therefore is not constitutional.
And what's the government's argue that it is constitutional? They're saying it just legalizes a situation that is already in place?
The government basically takes the view that first it legalizes a situation which has already been on the ground for many years, and that one has to balance the interest of the two populations in question. I should say that the law does provide the landowner compensation, and the government maintains that this strikes a fair balance between the two competing sets of interests.
And how important is this, the compensation? Because my understanding of this might be a bit sketchy, but when these homes were built, the land was taken from the Palestinians and no money was transferred. How long ago did this happen? And is the ownership of that land clear? Like who the government would be paying? And what sort of money are they talking about?
So basically, there is a process which would be set in place under which all those who have claims would be invited to step forward and bring their cases. There would be a committee that would in look into these claims and also assess the value of the property. And then, according to the bill, they would provide a compensation which actually exceeds slightly the market value of the property. So there is in place a system by which the ownership claims and the compensation claims could be made. But the Attorney General, I think rightfully so, believes that this is not an adequate response.
And two of the groups who are challenging the bill, Adala, which is an Israeli group advocating for Israel's Arabs, and the Jerusalem-based Al-Mazan Center for Human Rights, say that the Israeli parliament can't legislate land issues for private Palestinians in the West Bank because they live under Israeli military occupation and military authority and are not Israeli citizens. Is that a legal argument that holds merit in your view?
Well, certainly under international law, this is the case, that Israeli parliament cannot legislate over land rights in the West Bank because the West Bank is not part of Israel and Israel has not annexed the West Bank. And this is, of course, a concern. Mm. But I think in the Supreme Court, the main arguments would revolve around the constitutional issues and not necessarily around the international law issues.
Okay. On the constitutional issues, it is being challenged in the High Court. What do you expect will be the outcome in the court?
Well, I think the court would accept the petition and would strike down the legislation. I think the big question mark at this point in time is how much time it will take. The court could either take the view that it would look at the legislation in the abstract or actually wait until a specific confiscation under the bill would pass, mm. would actually materialize. And even then, we don't know how much time it can take. I mean, it can take months, but it could also take years. And then there's the legal question of what happens in the interim. So we are moving in this regard into a period of uncertainty. But my assessment would be that at the end of the day, it would be very difficult for the court not to side with the Attorney General on this important rule of law issue.
Many of Israel's allies, including Germany, Britain, France and the EU, have condemned the law. Some have called it a land grab. Some say it could go as high as the International Criminal Court. But interestingly, Donald Trump, the new US president, has been silent. Has that silence from America about this law given heart, do you think, to the Israeli government to pivot even more towards the powerful settler movement?
Well, I think, of course, a lot of what we're seeing in recent weeks has to do with the change of administration in the United States and the perception, at least, that this gives Israel carte blanche to move in the West Bank in ways it was not able to do before. But I think there's also a lot of anticipation on the among coalition to the upcoming meeting between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump, which I think just comes before the visit to Australia by Prime Minister Netanyahu. And this is going to take place next week. So I think after that meeting, we will have a better sense of what sort of leeway Israel right-wing policies currently have in this regard.
And I guess over coming weeks, we'll see how much impact or control the courts have over it. Yuval, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Yuval Shalani is an international legal expert at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem and is senior research fellow at the Israel Democracy Institute. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 6:26.